Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarled Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Next Millionaire, Next Door Enduring Strategies for Building Wealth is a personal finance book by Sarah Stanley Falaw and Thomas J. Stanley that updates the research tradition established by the millionaire next door. Rather than presenting wealth as a product of rare talent, inheritance, market timing, or unusually high salaries, the book examines the habits that allow ordinary high and moderate earners to convert income into durable net worth. Its genre is evidence-based personal finance, with a strong behavioral finance orientation. The authors draw on surveys, accumulated research on affluent households, and comparisons between people who build wealth efficiently and those who do not. The book is designed to correct misleading public images of millionaires by showing that many wealthy households are relatively frugal, disciplined, and deliberate in their choices. Its purpose is practical, but also diagnostic. It helps readers identify which everyday behaviors support wealth accumulation and which social, spending, and emotional patterns quietly undermine it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wealth accumulation depends more on repeated behavior than on visible income. A central argument of the book is that income and wealth are related but not interchangeable. High income can create opportunity, but it does not automatically become net worth unless households consistently control spending, save, and invest. This distinction is important because many people judge financial success by outward signals such as homes, cars, schools, vacations, or professional status. Stanley Falaw and Stanley challenge that assumption by emphasizing the hidden balance sheet rather than the visible lifestyle. A household can look affluent while carrying debt and saving little, while another can appear ordinary and hold substantial assets. The book therefore treats wealth as an outcome of conversion income must be transformed into ownership, savings, investments, and financial independence. This focus also makes the message applicable beyond top earners. The authors do not deny that income matters, but they argue that behavior determines how much of that income survives. Budgeting, delayed consumption, and conscious saving are not presented as minor habits. They are the operating system through which millionaires next door accumulate wealth over long periods. Secondly, the expected net worth benchmark reframes progress as measurable accumulation. One of the book's most recognizable analytical tools is the expected net worth benchmark associated with Stanley's earlier research, 10% times age times income. The formula is not a precise financial planning model, and it does not account for every life circumstance, but it gives readers a simple way to think about whether their wealth is proportionate to their earning history. The book uses this kind of comparison to distinguish prodigious accumulators of wealth from under-accumulators of wealth. Prodigious accumulators have converted income into assets at a rate well above what might be expected, while under-accumulators have failed to preserve wealth despite having adequate or even strong earnings. The value of this distinction is diagnostic. It shifts attention away from envy or income comparison and toward financial efficiency. Two households with similar salaries may have very different outcomes because one saves early, avoids excessive consumption, and manages obligations carefully. The benchmark also exposes a common blind spot. People often compare monthly income, but long-term financial security depends on retained capital. By making accumulation measurable, the book turns wealth building into an observable pattern rather than an abstract aspiration. Thirdly, social pressure and lifestyle inflation are treated as major barriers to independence. The book gives sustained attention to the social environment in which financial decisions occur. Stanley Falaw and Stanley argue that people do not spend in isolation. They absorb expectations from neighborhoods, colleagues, relatives, friends, advertising, and professional peer groups. This matters because the desire to appear successful can gradually raise a household's fixed costs. Larger homes, premium vehicles, frequent upgrades, and status-oriented consumption may feel normal when they match a surrounding social group, but they reduce the surplus available for saving and investing. The book's emphasis on ignoring myths about wealth is closely tied to this point. If people believe that wealth should look luxurious, they may imitate the appearance of wealth while moving further from actual independence. Millionaires next door are often characterized by their resistance to this pressure. They may choose practical consumption, durable goods, and neighborhoods or social circles that do not force constant comparison. The implication is not that all spending is harmful, but that unmanaged lifestyle inflation creates a compounding disadvantage. Every recurring expense added for social approval becomes a claim on future income and reduces flexibility. Fourthly, career choices are evaluated by autonomy, discipline, and wealth-building capacity. The Next Millionaire Next Door does not reduce wealth-building to household budgeting alone. It also examines how career paths influence the ability to accumulate assets and maintain financial autonomy. The authors are interested in work that creates both economic opportunity and lifestyle-related freedom. This does not mean every reader should become an entrepreneur or pursue the highest possible salary. Instead, the book encourages evaluating careers by the combination of income potential, stability, personal fit, spending demands, and control over one's time and decisions. Some careers produce high incomes but also encourage expensive lifestyles, geographic pressure, social display, or volatile cash flow. Others may produce moderate incomes but support steady saving and lower fixed obligations. The book's approach is behavioral rather than purely occupational. What matters is whether a career structure supports disciplined financial choices. It also highlights the role of competence and persistence. Wealth builders tend to align their work with habits that enable long-term accumulation, such as planning, resisting unnecessary risk, and reinvesting surplus. This broadens personal finance beyond frugality by showing that earning strategy and lifestyle design must work together. Lastly, investment composure matters more than chasing complex financial tactics. The book treats investing as an essential part of wealth growth. But it does not frame millionaire status as the result of secret investment tricks. Instead, Stanley Fallah and Stanley emphasize knowledge, patience, and composure. This is an important distinction in a personal finance market often dominated by predictions, hot assets, and promises of rapid gains. Millionaires next door are presented as people who can save consistently and then allow invested capital to compound without being derailed by panic, status competition, or impulsive speculation. Investment composure includes the ability to tolerate market uncertainty, understand basic financial principles, and make decisions aligned with long-term goals. It also depends on earlier behaviors. A household with controlled spending and adequate savings is less likely to liquidate investments at the wrong time or take desperate risks. The authors therefore connect investing to temperament as much as technique. The practical lesson is that good investment behavior is difficult to separate from overall financial character. People who cannot manage cash flow, consumption, or social pressure are unlikely to benefit fully from investment opportunities, even when those opportunities are sound. In conclusion, The Next Millionaire: Next Door is best suited for readers who want a research-grounded explanation of wealth building rather than a speculative path to getting rich quickly. It is especially useful for professionals with solid incomes who are unsure why their net worth is not growing, younger readers trying to establish durable habits, financial advisors interested in client behavior, and anyone influenced by social comparisons around lifestyle. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers audit the relationship between income, spending, saving, work choices, and investment discipline. Its intellectual benefit is the way it separates wealth from appearance and treats financial success as an accumulated behavioral pattern. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out because it is not centered on a single tactic such as real estate, stock selection, entrepreneurship, or extreme budgeting. Its distinctive contribution is the continuity of the Stanley research tradition. It studies affluent households and asks what they repeatedly do, rather than what they claim to value. Some readers familiar with The Millionaire Next Door may find parts of the message familiar. But the update remains valuable because it applies the original framework to a more recent financial and cultural environment. The book's strength is its disciplined realism. Wealth is shown as accessible, but not effortless. If you would like to support Sarah Stanley Fallah, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.